my voice and shout. Every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. And when I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. Sing it over your situation. When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. And when I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority that Jesus has given me.
The Lord, church. There is just a very powerful presence. Thank you. Praise the Lord, my friend. Oh, it is exciting to be in the house of the Lord. Exciting. You could be seated for a few moments, and we just want to welcome you tonight to Calvary Gospel Church. If you're joining us online, welcome to all of our brothers and sisters and our guests that are joining us online this evening. We have a connection card, and if you're a guest of ours here, we'd just like for you to fill that connection card out. We'd like to connect with you. And if you're online, you can follow the prompts there online, and we'd love to connect with you that way as well. We have some giving options. If you're worshiping today in person, you can drop by your offering outside in the vestibule in the kiosk, or we have text to give, and you can mail it in if you would like to do that. We appreciate your giving and supporting the ministries here at Calvary Gospel Church. Coming up on our schedule, we have February 21st, we have a Sunday evening service for our men, and that's going to be a men's vision service. And Brother Jerry Simmons is our men's ministry leader. And if Brother Jerry could just stand, a lot of you know who Jerry is. But if you have any questions concerning that, or anything you'd like to need to know about our men's ministry, Brother Jerry is the one to see. Also, the young lady sitting next to him, the older of the two young ladies sitting next to him, his wife Lindsay is our ladies minister. So if you have anything ladies related, you can see Sister Lindsay as well. But yes, you can give her a hand. I thankful for our ladies and men's ministries. And then March 7th, we have a baby dedication. We have lots of new babies here at Calvary Gospel Church, and we have a baby dedication on March 7th, and that will be Brother Peter Sandin as our family minister. And if he could just kind of stand up over there, if you have any questions, you can contact Brother Peter in that respect. Today, Brother Seidel, he's not here tonight, but he had an aunt pass away. He is originally from the Fox Valley area up in Appleton, Nina Menasha. So if you could just remember the Seidel family in your prayers And let's go ahead and stand, and let's also, it's before we pray, it's Stopes are here this evening. And I believe this is their last service. They're going to be moving back up north on Friday. And if you, we've been looking to get some help to help them load up their U-Haul trucks and such. And if you'd like to help, you can contact Brother Jerry Simmons after service. And we'll be heading over there Friday to give them a hand. So you want to make sure you connect with them tonight. And they have been such a blessing to Calvary Gospel Church. We love you, appreciate you. You always have a home here whenever you're traveling through. And we're appreciative that we got to spend a few years with these awesome folks. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the presence that we feel in this house tonight. Lord, we ask you that your hand would be upon the Seidel family as they deal with the death of their aunt. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just lead, guide, and direct. Send peace and comfort. Lord, keep them safe as they travel back and forth. We also, Lord, pray for the Stopes who will be leaving us this week and heading up north to Chippewa Falls area. And we pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon them. You would lead them, guide them, direct them, and continue to bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this service. Bless our worship, each and every one of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God bless you. We love you all. We're going to go ahead and worship the Lord for a few more minutes here. God bless you, Sister Brittany.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Yes, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Praise the Lord again, church. There's just such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. We're not a rush tonight. Praise God. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what we feel. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so very much to our worship team. And appreciate I'm just so amazed. You can be seated tonight. I'm not for sure who left their little hand exercise thing up here, but somebody's missing this. We end up with the oddballest things up here. So if you left that, but I look over and I see Sarah playing the keyboard, and I remember when she first started. Does such a great job. Thank you so very much. Also, it's great. I didn't mention this. I kind of spaced it. I didn't have it written down. If I don't write things down, it's a kind of one of those good luck with that type thing. But it is great to have Jamin Powell and Hannah here with us. And Sister Leandra Peterson. So great to see you, Sister Lolly. It's also great to see Sister Karen Maurer out in the back row back there. So, Pastor Phil called me this afternoon, and or sometime today, I don't know exactly what time it was. And they were driving down the road and kind of hit one of those slick spots. I don't know how the roads are where you live, but out where we live, it's still extremely slick in a lot of areas. And they kind of hit a slick spot and went right off the road, right into the ditch. And, of course, he had to get a tow truck, I'm assuming, and get the car towed out and taken it over to someone to check it out to make sure everything was underneath it was okay because they kind of hit the snow a little hard. So I'm filling in for Brother Phil tonight. And so I told him I would do my best to keep things at about 28 minutes. So you could set your watches if you one of those to set your watch to this. Last week we finished a 7. That's not going to happen, okay? I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to do 24 minutes. No. I told the overhead tonight, I said, just go until I'm done. Because what I'm going to do, what I don't finish this morning or tonight, I'm going to finish on Sunday morning. We've just finished a 7-lesson, 3-part series. We talked about resetting our minds, our souls, and our bodies. And I want to urge you to continue on this journey of resetting those areas of your life that are in need of reset. I believe that we should always be concerned about our souls. I think that's something that is a constant every day we need to take and worry about our souls. I think we need to worry about our minds. We need to pay attention to what we're taking in, what we're absorbing, what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're allowing inside of our mind. And then also, we are the temple. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I think it's very important that we continue, not just at the beginning of a year, but continue and make our bodies, our minds, and our souls, instead of just resetting at the beginning of 2021, that we need to focus and keep our lives focused on these areas every day of our life. And I fully understand we have that statement or you hear that statement, well, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I believe Rome, yes, wasn't built in a day. And nor can we correct those areas in our lives that need correction in one day. it seems like you can get your mind under control, and then certain things in your body will start to just kind of work their way out of control, and you work to get your body under control, and then another area of your life kind of begins to get out of control. And it's something that we have to work at, and we have to commit to working at. If we want to become what God wants us to become, we have to continually work in these areas of our lives. Sometimes it may take weeks. Sometimes it may take months to get something straight in our heads and some things right in our hearts. I want to encourage you to stay with it. Don't give up. Stay focused on your mission, and with the help of the Lord, with the help of other people, you will make it. You see, when we struggle in life, the first tendency we have to do is when we run into something that gives us resistance, a struggle, we run into it, our first tendency is to retreat, to stop and back up. And maybe perhaps when we get to that point in life, we start looking around, judging the situation, and the first thing that perhaps comes out of our mouths is we begin to blame other people. We begin to look at who is around, who can I put this blame on, because our body, our flesh, we don't want to take blame for things. We live in a world today where that nobody's at fault for anything, no matter what happens. So rather than launching out and trying to figure out what the issue is, what the problem is, how we need to address that problem, we often begin to make excuses. And we can't always blame our circumstances for our success, and we can't always blame our circumstances for our failures. You see, our job, our mission in life is to go and to continue to go, continue to move forward. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, just summing it up, he says, "Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Our job, our mission, our purpose is to do what we have been called to do. And we blame oftentimes the giant in our lives that is outside, which creates an imaginary problem or perhaps an imaginary mountain. And this giant that we face in our lives is often the excuse we use to not even try. Excuses can always be found if we look for them. Excuses become, hear me, an excuse can become the very cage or the very limitation or the very area of our lives that we put ourselves in. But God's plan is for us to take steps boldly in faith and in trust in Him. Trust. We have to trust that He, it's not always us that slays the enemy or slays the giant in our life. At times, yes, we have the opportunity or it is our responsibility to slay that giant or that enemy, but sometimes God just says, "I will take care of this." So as we continue in our resetting thought process, I want to just start tonight, as I said, a two-part message. We'll finish it up on Sunday morning. That one area of our lives that we really need to reset is our dreams. Reset our dreams. Reset our passions. Reset our goals. I'm amazed. I've spent the last few weeks, I from time to time, I'll just, not that I like being alone, but I'll go out for lunch or go out for maybe breakfast. I'll go out alone and I'll just sit there at times and I will listen to conversations that go on around me. You know, you can find out a lot about what's going on in the world if you just listen to people around, the moods, the talk. And I hear this over and over and over and over and over to where I am so, sometimes I want to just stand up and say, let's just get over this. But we're stuck in this. We're stuck in this attitude, this idea, this mindset that's been pounded into us for the last year. When we talk about this whole COVID mess and all of this junk that's going on, that we'll see what happens after COVID. You hear that all the time? I hear that even in the church. Well, we'll see what happens after this COVID. I just sometimes want to just stand up and say, listen, we lived through the Black Plague. We lived through polio. We lived through the Spanish flu. We lived through all of these other sicknesses and illnesses that have plagued humanity through the Middle Ages, to where people were just literally dropping dead in the streets and they had to carry them away in ox carts. Society has lived through all of this and wars on top of wars. And we feel like because of COVID that everything in the world has to shut down, put on 4, 5, 6 face masks, and retreat into some back closet inside of our home to never see the light of day again. And it's like the dreams and the passions and the goals that we had set in our lives just come to a screeching halt. You see, in order for us to change, in order for us to get beyond this and to reset your dream, to reset your passion, and to reset your goal, there has to be a few mindsets that we have to rid ourselves of, and a few mindsets that we have to adopt in our heads. The first point I want to cover tonight is we need to be free from the fear of failure. We live in a world now to where that failure is part of, well, you can be a failure and get a trophy and go home feeling good about yourself. That's the way the world is now. I'm sorry, but if you're second place, you didn't win. You won second place. If you're third place, this goes against some folks' ideologies now. We don't want to hurt people's feelings, so everybody's a winner. But that's not how real life works. People get cancer and they die. People have heart attacks and they die. People become millionaires and billionaires. And we need to understand that as a church, as a body of Christ, we need to embrace Philippians 4:13 like we've never embraced it before. I can do all things. What this scripture is telling me is I can do everything God wants me to do. No matter what it may be, I can do all things through Christ, because he gives me the strength. That means when a failure or something happens, we can just look and say, I can do all things. God calls us or asks us to do something that's beyond our skill set. We have to say, I can do all things through Christ. Imaginary problems. Next point, imaginary problems must be cast down. Imaginary problems. We live in a world that can make up so many different crises. Every time you watch the news, there's another crisis. Something happening. Something going on. COVID now, oh, the British, they've got 10 different varieties. How do you think we got COVID-19? Because there's 19 different varieties. So there's another half a dozen. People say, oh, this is going to get terrible. This is going to get worse. But then they're telling us that the new varieties aren't quite as bad as the other variety. And all of this, just imaginary problems sometimes. Imaginations can run wild. What do we read in the scripture? What does Paul tell us? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You don't think for one minute that all of this stuff that's being poured out on society doesn't have a spiritual source to it. But the Bible says, Paul's telling us in 2 Corinthians, I am so thankful for the Apostle Paul. My goodness, did that guy, I mean, he talks about having a thorn in his flesh. Whatever that problem was, I don't know what it was, and he never elaborated on it. But even though he had problems, he was willing to stand up and say, listen, listen to me, church. For our weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down those imaginations of failure that are being fed into us by the enemy of our souls. These imaginations, if we listen to and we fill our mind full of, these imaginations will cause us to quit before we even get started. I'm very passionate about this tonight. I've said this before, guard the battle for your mind. Guard the battle for your mind. Many of us will continue fighting battles in our minds, and we will allow our minds to be filled with everything we can't do. Oh, I hate that when people say, oh, we can't do that. Don't tell me we can't. What you're basically telling me is you don't want to do it or you won't do it. Don't tell me you can't. That's not what God says. Cast those cannots down. Cast them out of your mind. His word states and tells me that I can. You know what's coming next? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Don't tell me I can't do these things. God wants us to understand that those cannots are the enemy to your dream. Our next, we must spend time in the presence of God. I had such an awesome day today. I just spent time alone. Just my wife's over there laughing, probably thinking because she wasn't at home today. She leaves. She's gone every Wednesday to. She helps take care of her parents. But I had such an awesome time just alone with God. And I just felt so much peace. Begin to think about all the issues and all the things that you try to solve and you struggle with. And as I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about all of this, they just kind of, those problems just seem to just melt away. Because real problems that we face every day cannot live in the presence of the Prince of Peace. They cannot live in the presence of Jesus Christ. They cannot live in the presence of the Almighty God. Instead of voicing all your excuses and issues, proclaim the power and authority that you have given to you by God in your life. I love the song when it says, run to him. Run to him. Run to him. We need to run to Jesus. Not run away from him. Not run away from him. Run to Jesus. We need to consecrate ourselves. What is consecrate? What does that really actually mean? Well, it means to set apart for a holy purpose. We need to set ourselves apart for a holy purpose. We need to search and internally examine ourselves. Every day, consecrate yourself, sanctify yourself, purify, cleanse, and rid yourself of anything that is holding back or can hinder you from going to the next level God has for you in your life. If you've been stuck for some time at the same level, perhaps it's because you have things in your life that you have not surrendered to or dedicated to God for his holy purpose. You see, consecration, listen to me, consecration is a divine mandate in order to experience the next dimension in God. Israel was standing at the banks of the Jordan River, and God had a whole new level of experience for all of Israel. And God commanded Joshua to get the people together and consecrate. Prepare yourself. Listen very carefully. I've heard it said so many times, oh, you're going to do amazing things for God. I don't really know if that is correct. And hear me. The amazing thing that you and I, the amazing things that you and I will do for God is not our part. Hear me. Our part is to consecrate ourselves and prepare ourselves and let God do the amazing. That's what happened with Israel. God said, consecrate yourself. Get ready. Prepare yourself. For tomorrow, you will see wonders. It wasn't wonders that Israel wrought. It was wonders that God brought. Why? Because they prepared themselves. So often we compete with credit or for credit with God. Thus, we lose out on the amazing. You see, understand, only God can do the impossible. Only God can do the amazing. So we have to ask ourselves a few critical questions. How deep tonight, how deep is your desire to experience the next level God has ordained for your life? How deep does that desire go? And then you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to get there? What are you willing to give up to get there? You see, one thing that I have found out in life, that dreams can be highly contagious. You see, if you don't have a dream in your life, if you don't have purpose in your life, if your life doesn't have any meaning to you, then you need to get around someone who does. I have made so many changes and shifts in my life over the years. I've taken some relationships in my life and I've allowed them to purposefully die. We all can look on our phones, on our Facebook accounts, whatever social media we have, and we all have those people that we know have a miserable life because every day they let us know how miserable their life is. This is going to sound really, really rude, but you need to cut them off and unfriend them and dump them, like right now. Go on your phone right now and dump them. I don't want any person in my life that's going to be a negative drag to keep me from doing what God has called me to do and keep me from fulfilling the God-given purpose of my life. I'm sorry. I don't need that relationship in my life. If you find yourself caught in that kind of a life, did you know that you can praise your way out of negativity? Did you know you can praise your way out of complacency? See, you can't live, hear me now, you can't live out your God-given assignment in life. You can't live out your calling. You can't live out your purpose for ministry living in a land of negativity, complacency, because that is a land of bondage. That's what Israel lived in. That was the way Egypt was. It was a land of negativity, a land of complacency, and they were in bondage, and their minds were bound, their bodies were bound, their hearts were, their souls, it bound everything about them. Total bondage. And they had to leave, that land of bondage, and they were headed to a promise, and in that promise is where they would fulfill their calling that God had given them hundreds of years before to Abraham. God gave a promise to Abraham. God gave a promise to Isaac and to Jacob. And we remember the story of Joseph. God promised them. And here they are headed out to a promise. And it took them 40 years to rid themselves of the negativity and the complacency that they had in their lives. But what brought them through, what began to fulfill their purpose, what began to renew within them something that had not been there ever that they could remember in their lifetimes, was that when they began to walk around Jericho, God gave them specific instructions. And on that seventh day, on that seventh time around, they begin to cry out and they begin to worship God, and something began to happen, not just within Jericho, but within them as a person. Something began to happen, something that they had not experienced ever before in their life. You see, you can praise your way out. And Jericho, your problem, your giant, just may be there on purpose. Did you know that? Your giant, your problem, just may be there on purpose. And with that, I'm going to hold up right here. And if we can stand and if our musicians can come. You see, God, I believe so strongly God is looking at his church today and saying, listen, church, we have to start moving. We have to start moving. I don't know what's ahead. I don't know. I don't know what lies ahead any more than the next person knows what lies ahead. But I do understand, and I do have a whole lot more knowledge about God now than I did a year ago. I like to think that through all of this, as we continue to navigate, that I've learned some things about God. And I've changed how I think about certain things. I change how I react to certain things. And I believe that God is looking at his church and he's saying, those dreams, those promises that I have given you have never left. Have never left. But you see, we have to ask ourselves those critical questions. How deep is my desire to experience that next level that God has ordained for my life? How many more shutdowns am I willing to go through? How many more boxes of masks am I willing to buy? How many more nights of prayer, praying for people that I don't even know? What am I willing to give up to get there? We talk about decluttering our stuff. What am I willing to give up? So as we open up this altar area tonight, just want to challenge us tonight. True consecration is a divine mandate to experience the next dimension in God. I believe God is asking and seeking for his church to prepare themselves. Reset those dreams. Are we going to have Sunday school again? You better believe we're going to have Sunday school again. Is it going to be bigger and better than before? I don't know that it's going to be bigger and better. I just know it's going to be what God wants it to be. And not everything's always bigger and better. And not everything that's bigger is always better. We're going to have Sunday school again. We're going to have life classes again. We're going to have ministry and training again. We're going to plant the churches that God has called us to plant. Why? Because COVID didn't destroy my dream. It may have set back a little. I've had to look at some things that I need to change in here. we're moving forward. We're moving forward. We're going to conquer the Jerichos. We're going to take the Ais, and we're going to see the sun stand still. Because God says, I promised it. So as Sister Brittany, you go right ahead and start leading us in worship, and this altar is open. If you don't feel comfortable coming to the altar, feel free to just pray where you're sitting or you're standing tonight. God bless you.
I know right from wrong. What does it amount to? Scratching the surface, and I wanna go.
Praise the Lord again, church. Thank you so very much this evening. If you've joined us online, thank you so very much for joining us. Remember, how deep is your desire to experience the next level God has ordained for your life? You have to ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to get there? I recently encouraged everyone to read the book, As a Man Thinketh. I just want to... Sister Debbie Repka came up, Brother John, and Sister Debbie ordered the book. And there's another cover. I don't know how many different covers this book has. And it's a whole other edition, another year. So if you encounter, I'm giving up on trying to let you know how many different covers are on the book. But anyway, God bless you. Thank you so very much to our sound and our tech. Awesome job tonight back there, guys. And Sister Brittany and our music, Sister Abby, Brother Dan, thank you so very much. Love you all. God bless you. We will see you back here Sunday morning. Be very, very careful driving home. Remember the Stopes, if you need to tag in with them tonight before they leave. Also, Jamin and Hannah will not be here on Sunday. They will be leaving between now and Sunday. So catch up with them. I think Sister Lolly is going to be here for a while yet. But God bless you all. And stay safe. Stay warm. Drive careful. And a slip in the ditch in the cold weather like this can take just a simple incident, turn it into a pretty serious accident. So God bless you.